And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature, to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. I pray that this has challenged you and made you want to examine your heart to say, am I teaching my children? Am I showing and sharing with them enough about the truth, darkness, and light? Are they learning about the world's way so much that they don't know the way of the Lord? Are they refusing to go to youth events? Are they refusing to go to church to go to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? We need to be the parent. We need to say, you must go to church. You have to go to church with us. We are going to pray for that youth pastor. We're going to pray for the youth people, the counselors, and everyone around, that they will be on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that your teenagers will get involved. We have a group, and it's called First Priority in Fort Lauderdale, that goes to schools all around three counties, and they get kids who will meet and pray at their school. There are so many things your children and your teenagers can get involved in. They can choose to be different. They don't have to act and go and be with the main group. It's going to have peer pressure, but we need to show them that they can say no to them, so they can say no to drugs, they can say no to sex. We need to teach them that premarital sex is wrong. We need to do this now before they get pregnant. We need to pray for our children. The devil is not just going to go after your spouse. I know he's attacking our families because we are hearing the consequences of what teenagers are going through and what you're all going through. So let's pray for our children and our young adults. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And may that be your prayer for your spouse and your children and your loved ones. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one every day. I know that many of you, and I see people in this room, that their spouses were deacons, Sunday school teachers, some of the pastors. The devil is hitting everywhere. We also have people that say that their spouse says to them, I should never have married you. I married the wrong person. I have found the most perfect person, and we're perfectly matched, and you and I are not. So that's why God has just put this person right in my pathway. So many of you are burdened and so wounded and hurt by your spouse saying, I never loved you, and now this is the perfect person, and I should never have married you. Some people will say, God brought this person to me, and it's not the God of the heavens and earth that we're talking about. In James chapter 1, this is a scripture that you could write down and keep as a reference for other people that will say, this is okay, God brought this person to me. James chapter 1, verse 13, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each one is tempted.